Hey, Taita, Oland, JP, Zimbabwe, Moshe, Muria, Zimbabwe. If you're tuning in right now, If you're tuning in right now, you're tuned in to Live Talk, The Connection, brought to you by Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday, August 31, 2021. Muria, Zimbabwe, Mtokazo Moshe. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Once again, Zulukandaba Mthokazo Muhle, Muri Zimbabwe, if you're tuning in right now, welcome from wherever you are in the world. Welcome, you are tuned in to Live Talk, The Connection. We're coming to you live from our studios in Washington, D.C. Namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, nasi mchirongwa chelu chevechi tiki, tonight on The Connection, we continue focusing on the COVID-19 pandemic, chirere che coronavirus, umkhuhlane coronavirus, the virus are responsible for taking millions of lives across the globe, thousands of lives in Zimbabwe. We focus on Zimbabwe's COVID-19 vaccination program. If you're looking to join us, Muria Zimbabwe, Linga Kotri, you can call us live on air. The number is +1 202 619 2077. The number again, +1 202 619 2077. For those that are streaming this conversation live on our three Facebook pages, Sikona ku VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Daniela ku VOA Studio 7, kindly share the program with your networks. Also remember, Muria Zimbabwe, Mthokazo Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle, ukufitizela lapha ukubhala ukuthi like, kuthinya phaya phakanzi like, ukuze sibone ukuthi ngempela sizonke like so. Lapha kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, libukele ngobunengi benu, murukona uchirongwa ne uwandu wenu. Also feel free to write your comments in the comments section, and we're going to be reading these comments live on air. Without wasting time, Muria Zimbabwe, let us delve into tonight's discussion. First up, an update on COVID-19. Now, according to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Healthcare, Zimbabwe currently has 124,581 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 112,399 recoveries, and 4,416 deaths. To date, 2,552,573 people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. When we're talking about the amount of people that are fully vaccinated, that's jab one and jab two, 1,619,463 have taken both jabs, are fully vaccinated. Now, whilst on the discussion of coronavirus in Zimbabwe, last week, Honorable Monica Mtshangwa, in the post-cabinet briefing, updated Zimbabwe on the progress the country has made in the fight against the coronavirus and, of course, Zimbabwe's vaccination. Let us head over to a clip of Honorable Monica Mtshangwa explaining more. The next clip you're going to watch is courtesy of Open Party ZW.
Given the current vaccination statistics, Cabinet is confident that herd immunity will be achieved by December 2021. The country has already acquired 13 million doses out of the 20 million required in order to achieve herd immunity. On the advice of scientists, the vaccination program will also be extended to the 14 to 17 year age groups. The Ministry of Health and Child Care will employ the following strategies in the rolling out of the vaccination exercise. First, expanding the engagement of the private sector. And secondly, involving churches, universities, and other institutions of higher learning. And third, accelerating outreach campaigns, taking advantage of the integrated, expanded program for immunization. To speed up the vaccination program in Chitungwiza town, where vaccinations have been actually been very low, and also to help alleviate the shortage of health personnel in Chitungwiza, the Chitungwiza municipality nursing staff has since been transferred to the part of the Ministry of Health and Child Care establishment. Vaccinations in border towns, hotspots, and people's markets is ongoing, with the targeted population fully vaccinated, save for those in quarantine, Stanley Wall, and Mtapa Market in Bulawa and Gweru, respectively.
Well, Muria Zimbabwe, that was Honorable Monica Mtshangwa updating the nation last week on Zimbabwe's fight against the coronavirus pandemic. Now, one of the things we're looking to delve into is what she talked about earlier on, where she said the 14 to 17 age group are now going to be eligible to take the COVID-19 vaccine. To help us better understand how things are going in Zimbabwe, we're joined by medical expert Dr. Chinotandas Memeza, a friend of the show. He's joining us live via Skype from Harare. Dr. Memeza, welcome to the program. Welcome, bud. How you doing?
How are you doing, Mike? I'm doing well. How's it going?
I'm great. It's been quite the minute. You look good. I'm glad you're here with us. Let's delve into it, man. COVID-19, the reason we usually have you here. What is your take on everything happening in Zimbabwe? We see the numbers sometimes go up, sometimes going down, lockdown up, lockdown down. What is your take?
I think we're just getting out of our third wave. With the number of cases that but it seems now we are getting out of the wave, and we need to continue vaccinating such that we won't experience another terrible wave if it is to come.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm looking at the descriptions here, the difference between people that are fully vaccinated and people that have taken the first jab in Zimbabwe. We're seeing the differences of just about a million, if I'm correct. As a medical expert, what's your take on that in terms of the amount of people that are fully vaccinated versus the amount that have taken the first jab? And, of course, bearing in mind what Honorable Mchangwa mentioned last week, where she said they're still hoping that Zimbabwe will hit herd immunity, which means 10 million people by December. What's your take?
I think my take is that we've been seeing that a lot of people have been getting their first dose, especially when the third wave started hitting. People started taking their first dose. So the discrepancy might be just there's still a delay or there's still a couple of weeks that needs for people to get their second dose. So that discrepancy might be there. And also, it might be people who have been lost to follow up, or we haven't come to receive their second dose. People are just being encouraged to get their second dose, despite if they've delayed or not. And this might be due to a lot of reasons, like lockdown, like people being locked down in certain cities and couldn't travel and so forth. So I think people should be encouraged to get their second dose in a timely manner, such that they become fully vaccinated against the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. Now, Doc, you whilst on the discussion of the vaccination, of course, the big reason why we have you here, 14 to 17, the age group is now eligible to take the COVID-19 vaccine. Could you tell us a little more about that as a medical expert? What's your take on that?
I think this was a decision that was made in particular due to how COVID was being transmitted at schools. We saw that schools were epicenters of transmission of the COVID-19 virus, and studies have shown that the vaccine is safe in that age group as well. And also, getting vaccinated not only protects you, but also protects others. So I think the intention to that age group is to limit the transmission of the COVID-19 virus. Mm-hmm. And also protect those that are going to schools.
Mm-hmm. Now, considering the fact that this group has now been added, do you think this will help Zimbabwe in terms of hitting that 10 million herd immunity goal quicker?
Well, statistically, you realize that Zimbabwe is mostly young population. Mm-hmm. So that 10 million mark will also meet the young people. And beyond the vaccination, we will protect against you getting severe disease, and also reduce spread in the virus. So although the young age is not at particular risk of getting severe disease because of their age, their physiology, we'll realize that this will just help in terms of lowering the virus, not particularly severe disease because they are not to get.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dr. Simemeza, considering the fact that 14 to 17, these are all minors, how would this procedure then go? Does this mean they need parental guidance? How is this going to work?
So I think, like all things in medicine, everything should have informed consent. Mm-hmm. The patient should get full explanation of what they are receiving and why they are receiving it, and they should consent to the particular procedure. Mm-hmm. So I think no different between that and vaccination. People need to get full consent. Their minors, parents need to get informed that the children have, like what the minister announced, that we'll be extending the vaccination program that is. So it's best practice in medicine to always have informed consent. No one is coerced to get the jab without them consenting to it.
Ngati mbobata inyaya ine rurimi rwamai tisati taendera mberi nehurukuro yedu Dr. Simemeza. Totanga nenhamba yevanhu vachivabayiwa nhomba iyi yeCOVID-19. Tirikuona pari zvino vanhu vakabayiwa jebhu yekutanga munyika vachodarika 2,600,000. Asi vachiri vakabayiwa nhomba yekutanga yatinoti nechirungu first jab vari pasi pe 1,500,000. Senyanzvi munyaya dzeutano munozvitambira sei izvi? Tichiona kuti hurumende last week vakaannounsa vachiti aiwa nyaya yekuda kuti Zimbabwe isvike kapa herd immunity vachiroda kuti Zimbabwe isvike mugore rino muna December pave nevanhu 10 million vati vabayiwa nhomba iyi vari fully vaccinated. Munozvionawo sei izvi senyanzvi munyaya dzeutano?
Zvinhu zvatiri kukurudzira kuti vanhu vavaccinate. Tinova izvozvo zviri zvakanaka kuti nhomba dziri kuya dzakati wandei kuti tikwanise kusvika manhamba atiri kutarisira. Uyezve nyaya yekuti pane 2 million, then there's a million difference, nyaya yekuti vanhu pakaitika third wave yedu yanga chitekeaskaplofan vanhu vakawanda vakabva vati hari zvesuwa regai tidete nenyaya yekuinformation yanga ichifamba vanhu vachiot zvakakosha kuti vanhu vabvati. Saka difference yemanhamba inongova iyo pamwe inyaya yekuti vanhu vachiindetimeb. Saka manhambes but also tinoziva kuti kune vamwe vanhu vanenge vasina kuzodzoka kuzotora nhumba yavo vaccinated. Zvinova izvo zvatiri kukurudzira kuti munhu wese kana wakambobayiwa udzoke obayiwa nhomba yechipiri so that you can fully vaccinated.
Ko panyaya iyi yekuti pahurumende last week vakaannounsa vachiti vechidiki vari pasi pemakore e18 pakati pe13 ne17 navo vakuwana mukana wekubayiwa nhomba iyi yeCOVID-19. Senyanzvi munyaya dzeutano munozvitambira sei izvi?
Zvanga zvichitaura kuti from zvataiona I think takambokurukura nezvazvo kuti muzvikoro kuwanikwa muri izvo iri epicenta yekuti korona ive ichipararira. Saka izvi zvinhu zvatinoona kuti vari kuextenda kuti vana vari vezvikoro vabayiwe nepanhau yekuti kuzvikoro uku ndokwanga kuchiwanikwa kuri maepicenta ekuspreada coronavirus. Saka nhomba inokubetsera iwewe kufaita disease inge painenge ichikubetsera kufaita disease inobetserawo futi kuti usaspreade chirwere maii. Saka izvi inova izvo ndo zviri kuitwa kuitira kuti chirwere ichi chisanyanya kupararira manini even.
Alright, Dr. Simemeza, regained Bokubasai Parunari. Let me hold you on the line there. I have a caller who's joining us live, Parunari. Let's take the caller and hear what they have to say. Caller, caller, I'm tearing you. I'm going to look at you. I'm going to look at you.
I'm
going to look at you. I'm
going
to look at and this mugunzwa zvakanaka. Could you please raise your voice a little bit, Mkomanyasha?
Ndiri kufona ndiri Mpumalanga, South Africa.
Kuri seiko kuMpumalanga ku South Africa?
Kuri nani
ku ku South Africa uti kunzwa kuti vechidiki navo vakubayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19. Mati mabayiwa here?
Tisati asiri kutarisira kuti zvakaita vechirongwa.
Zvino kuZimbabwe tiri kunzwaka kuti vechidiki navo 13 to 17 hanzi kwai vakubvumidzwa kubayiwa nhomba iyi. Sechizvarwa cheZimbabwe munozvitambira sei izvi?
Ndinoona sechirongwa chakanaka fani sezvo mavhaccine aya kubvana kare nakare vana vanongobayiwa
Ko tanzwa ma input ya Dr. Simemeza wanga chanzi nemaundo avo varu kunaga kuti zvichabatsira munyaya kuti muchiri kurangarira last year muzvikoro umo chirwere cheCOVID-19 chachitekeshera zvakanyanya zvino vari kuti vana vechidiki vakabaiwa hanzi zvichabatsira imu munozvionawo sei izvi
ichokwadi chaizvo zvinobatsira zvakanyanya kudzivirira chirwere nekuti tinonzwa kuti inodzivirira kuti usazova nemakashi kana kurwara zvakanyanya nange zvazvo warwara nayo saka zvinobatsira.
Network yenyu inenge iri kudonha iri kupinda ichidonha ichiuya ichidonha mukoma ndaanichikumbira kumudzokorera zvamava muchitaura
nekuti zvinobatsira vana vabereki uyezve nevemuzvipatara umu tinoona maworking conditions edu emuzvipatara ndoakaita zvinobatsira zvakare nekuti vanhu vanotapuka vanhuo vachiia kuadi.
Alright, mkoma ndaanichikumbira kuti mukande mashoko enyu ekupedzisira kana muine mubvunzo wekubvunza kuna Dr. Sinemeza kandai henyu mubvunzo kana kuti kandai mashoko ekupedzisira.
Vanokwanisa kunge vachitora iyoyi.
Aiwa, muri Zimbabwe, you are hearing there from umlaleli. Tinotenda zvikurusa Mr. Nyasha, thank you so much for joining us. Zulukandaba liyamuzwa umlaleli ongenayo, he's calling us live from Mpumalanga, Ngwele, South Africa. Uyasho ngempela besimbuzo kunengi ngohlelo lukahulumende lokuhlaba abantu ijekiseni elivikela iCOVID-19. Uyasho ngempela ukuthi hayi yena njengesizalwane seZimbabwe esiphila kwele South Africa ubona ngani kuyinto enhle, kuyinto okumele siyithakazelele njengelizwe ukubona ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo 14 to 17 labo sebengahlatshwa leli jekiseni uthi hayi kulakho ukusiza eleZimbabwe nxa sesikhangela indaba le eyokuthi eleZimbabwe lisalwisana naleli gcikwane le-coronavirus elizweni. Ngenani kuhlelo zulukandaba lisitshela umbono wenu plus 1202619 2077 is the number to call. Yilo udaba esilalo namhlanje kuhlelo we're focusing on indaba le e-coronavirus. But now muri eZimbabwe, before we head over to Dr. Simemeza, I want to move on to another package that we have that is showcasing more about what's happening in other African countries. So I want to head over to a report that was recently done by VOA, which showcases how other African countries are tackling the COVID-19 vaccination program. Let us head over to a report which we have, which shows how things are going in Kenya. And when we come back, we're going to hear more from Dr. Simemeza. He's going to tell us whether or not there's anything Zimbabwe can learn from other countries such as Kenya. Let's take a look.
At a bus terminal in Nairobi, Kenya, hundreds of people wait to get vaccinated. It's an exercise that has saved them long-distance travel to the designated vaccination centers. Walter Juma, a public bus conductor, is getting ready to receive his first COVID-19 jab. He says because of the demanding nature of his job, he could not find the time to go for vaccination at the health facilities.
It means idea.
The vaccination is now near my place of work and home. This has helped a lot. There are other people who cannot walk for long, the elderly and some are sick.
Health officials say the number of people turning up for their vaccinations has doubled since more inoculation sites opened a month ago.
We've decided to come to the community because usually we give Monday to Friday in our public health facilities. But you find most people don't have time to come Monday to Friday. So we decided to come to the community so that we increase accessibility to the vaccine.
Kenya is receiving more vaccine doses from the U.S. government. In other nations, so the supply is much better than during the first phase of the vaccination program. With its new vaccination strategy, Kenyan authorities are hoping to vaccinate at least 10 million people by the end of the year.
We are now using about 800 centers. And we are going to gradually increase this to 3,000 centers by December. Increasing them means you are reaching people. You are opening vaccination center closer to where people are.
So far, 2.5 million people have received the first dose of the vaccine in Kenya. Victoria Amunga for VOA News, Nairobi.
Well, Muri Zimbabwe, you're hearing Deo Gwenzagalayo Gwele Kenya. Victoria Amunga, shout out to her from VOA News, Gwele Kenya. Let's head over back to our guest who's joining us live via Skype from Harare, Dr. Tinotendas Memeza. Doc, so let's continue. Nenyaya tinayo tukona kuti zvara zveZimbabwe zviri kugara munyika dzakasiyana siyana nawo vari kufara nechirongwa ichi chekuti vechidiki vabayiwo. Now, I recently played a clip of what's happening in Kenya whereby they seem to be taking the vaccine to the people. What do you think we can learn as a nation when we look at such programs?
I think I commend that program, and I really think it's a really incredible strategy. So I think just to state this before I talk about that, vaccine is will aid in the health against coronavirus, but we are not neglecting all those other procedures that we talked about: social distancing, sanitizing, and wearing of masks. Mm-hmm. So all these things work together in terms of preventing the rampant spread of COVID-19. So even though as people are getting vaccinated, we should always continue talking about the same principles that we've been talking about all this time. To say vaccination is not removing these principles, but we should continue adhering to it up until we achieve that immunity and stop the infective process. Mm-hmm. So it's actually good that people, medical professionals in Kenya, actually going into the community and vaccinating people there, because this is where the people are, and also it will stop people from gathering and also having long queues and spending long hours waiting to get the jab, which can also promote the spread of the disease. Mm-hmm. So it's actually getting into the community and where people are and actually getting them vaccinated there. We've seen the same program being done for children, whereby nurses go into the community, vaccinating children even in Zim. Mm-hmm. So I think something that is possible and something that can be easy.
Now, focusing on, of course, because I was thinking about this particular program, especially in places like the rural areas where people are constantly going at the fact that a lot of vaccination centers are not really close to them. Do you not think such a program would help? Would be very, very helpful, especially in Zimbabwe's rural areas?
It would be extremely helpful, especially in our rural areas where some of the health centers are pretty far from the people. So it would be good that vaccination just goes to the people, where the people stay. Also, as they... if you go to where the people are, then we encourage each other to get vaccinated, and everyone will get vaccinated. So it would be good to get to those communities.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Smemes and Gatishi Peta Hedu, Rukure Edu, Nasi, Ndrudau Zeao Shikari, just as a roundup for Tere Edu, Mwo zokuro wata nanguro kiti nema ondre nyumungati chunchaka nake ere kuona kuti vechidiki na wo nefundu ambo vere nga comment ya umo mterere anga chinyora pa Facebook achita anzi waku maanya kunewa kunewechidiki 13 to 17 asa wasatu wapeza newechikura wo saka nema ondre nyumungati zhinga batira ere mu yasinga fight ye Zimbabwe mkurisana nede ndaire COVID-19.
Yeah, I would always say those who are at risk should get vaccinated, and there should always be a priority because they are the ones who might suffer from severe disease. But also, this going to the younger population is to also curb the spread of the disease. Mm-hmm. Because these young people are in constant contact with the elderly people and those that are teaching them, the teachers, the parents, the grandparents, and so forth. So it's not a totally bad idea for the young population to be vaccinated, although all priority should always be given to those who are most vulnerable. But this will actually help in terms of curbing the spread of the disease to those who are vulnerable. So it's good that people are get vaccinated so as to protect those that are vulnerable to the condition and stem this the spread of the disease. So it's not totally a bad idea, but also, as always, as we have talked about multiple times, priorities to those that are mostly at risk, they need to get the jab as soon as possible before they contract the virus.
Now, in closing, what would you have to say to a parent? Because, of course, there's still a lot of skepticism around the vaccine. So now, if this age group, specifically 13 to 17, need parental guidance or parental consent to take the vaccine, what would you then say to a parent who still feels as though, it's still not 100% clear, and then one of our school and I would buy a number? What would you say to them?
I'd say to everyone, doubt is a natural thing, whereby you have answers, and we should always be looking for answers and get the facts right and get an informed decision when these things happen. So Taona could be vaccine is safe for Vana, 14 to 17 years old, and it has been tried. So I would encourage vaccine technology has been there for hundreds of years. And people need not to worry much. But also, it's good that people will get their facts right, especially from my sources are honest and truthful. Mm-hmm. But I would encourage people not to worry much. As it was the first step when administering a drug or a vaccine is to make sure it is safe and to make it then make sure that it's efficacious, that it works. So as long as the vaccine is considered safe and it has been approved by WHO, I would say we should go ahead. They should get their research from sites that are truthful at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Smemesa, thank you so much. Nekubane Supano Pachronga Chelushere Chiniki Munemashoko Eramam Shlokandra in closing.
On the ranch that Kungo Kuruzira with the vaccination. Azvireve kuti kana wavaccinatewa corona yapera tiri kuda kutshaya kuti vanhu vakawanda vavaccinate tokwanisa kufaita chirwere ichi saka tinofanira kucontinua tichishandisa mamask edu tichisanitizer up until yazosvika nguva yekuti we are out of danger from the COVID-19 pandemic. So I would encourage people to follow all those steps that we've been following and make sure those who are most vulnerable are Muridenu, Vawani, Mombane, Kimbiza, which was very fully vaccinated before the experience in a way,
Well, thank you so much, Muria Zimbabwe. Dr. Smemeza, tunotenda zvikuru sane mashoko enyu. Uyezve nekutora nguva muchiwanesu pano pachirongwa chedu chechidiki. As usual, we really, really appreciate your input. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's always a
pleasure. Right. Well, Muria Zimbabwe, that was Dr. Tinotenda Smemeza. Ube chasisa ngempela ingcwethi kwezempilakahle. Ube chasisa umbono wakhe nalokho okwenzakalayo elizweni. Uthi hayi uhulumende wakwele Zimbabwe uyamshayela ihlombe. Uthi yena ubona ngani uhulumende uyasebenza gadalala. Last week sizwe u-Honorable Monica Mchangwa, umphathintambo obona u-Minister of Information, esithi hayi eleZimbabwe seliqakathekisa lolu hlelo lokuhlaba abantu iJackson. The goal is to ukuthi abantu abayi 10 million bahlatshwe leli Jackson by December ekupheleni kwalo mnyaka, ekupheleni kwa 2021. So yena uDr. Smemeza uthi hayi eleZimbabwe linaqhubekela phambili nalolu hlelo, the way that it's going, hayi balakho ukufika abantu 10 million asebehlatshwe leli Jackson. Uphinde wathi hayi yena ngombono wakhe kuyinto enhle ukuthi uhulumende usezama la ukuqhakathekisa kuhlisa abantu abasakhulayo 14 to 17 labo sebengahlatshwa leli Jackson elivikela iCOVID-19. Asibona ukuthi abantu bathini asingakaqhubekele phambili ngalolu hlelo. Just to read a couple of comments before we continue with our conversation. Buddy Zimbabwe, as I mentioned earlier on, mukanyora ma comments enyu pa VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, pa VOA Studio 7. We're going to be reading your comments. Boys Jaya Kuru arunyora pa VOA Shona, watching you from Khabero now. Thank you, Boys Jaya Kuru, for joining us. Boys Upindo Wati, people of Zimbabwe must go and get vaccinated. I watch Notenda Zukurusa. Niz Zerti saying hi, watching you from Harare. Thank you, Niz, for joining us. Richard Moyonda, Boveringa comments, Muganzwa Mindro, ya Dr. Smemeza, asi comment ya weiru kwa kura pere ere, wa manyakuwa na watiki, vanemakore 14, kushika 17, avu wa jinji, wasati wa pera, avu, Manzwa, Maundra, Dr. Tinotenda Smemeza, Niz, ata anzi kubakare uwa vaccinated against polio, cholera, etc. Zozo, shamisa pa COVID-19, ere, let's be positive-minded, not kuzoyoka bako tanaiwa. Aywa, Tinotenda Zukurusa, anema comments enyu, Zulugandaba, we're going to be reading more comments as we continue. Ushelele tulabasakulayo, linga kotri, plus 1-202-619-077 is the number to call. Now, Amuria Zimbabwe, as we continue our conversation, earlier on you heard me talking to Dr. Smemeza about the COVID-19 vaccine, but now the frequently asked question is whether or not these vaccines are safe. Let us head over to an explainer done by the World Health Organization, which tells us more about whether or not vaccines are safe. Well, Zulugandaba, that was an explainer by World Health Organization on whether or not vaccines are safe. World Health Organization is basically supporting Ogushuwa Dr. Tinotenda Smemeza, based in Hai, Ambani, Leo Shadra. Whilst on the discussion of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe, Muria Zimbabwe schools is olo, zukoro, zagavurwa, nezuro, izolo, izkolo zivuliwe, izkolo zagakulumende, they all opened for examination classes. A move which has been met with resistance by some teachers, organizations, some parents, and of course some students. The reason being that they feel as though schools were not ready to be opened. And of course, parents, teachers, and the schools, the students themselves needed a little more time to ensure that they are ready for these examinations and of course prepared for in-person classes. Nonetheless, government assured citizens that Zimbabwean schools are safe and they are COVID-19 free. To hear more, we reached out to the Director of Communications under the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education, Mr. Taungwana Ndoro. Let's hear what Mr. Ndoro had to say.
Zvikoro zvakagadzirira kuti zvivhurwe takaisa zvese zvinofanira kunge zviripo kudzivirira kupararira kweutachiona weCOVID-19. Tinenge tinawo masanitizers edu, mvura inenge iripo, sipo, social distancing, taane madeski ekuti vana vanogara vari 1-1 pane kuti vagare vari 3-3. Tine mathermometer atinoscreenisa vanhu vanosvika pagedhi vatinongoona kuti uyu kuda pamwe anenge ari kuti ane masymptoms. Kana tari kuratidza kuti kudai ane kurwara kwaari kuita tinomuisa pane yatinoti holding bay toshedza bazi rezveutano. Saka takagadzirira zvedu uye vabereki ngavasanyanya kushungurudzika zvako kuti kuda kuchazopararira COVID-19 muzvikoro takagadzirira. Bazi reprimary nesecondary education parakaburitsa kalenda rechikoro kwakawedzera mazuva makumi maviri ndo mazuva abereki. Tichishandisa fees dzinenge dzakabvumidzwa nebazi kunzi ndo dzinenge dziri dzechikoro ichocho.
Well, Muria Zimbabwe, that was Mnumzana Utangana Ndoro assuring the parents abazali, lababalisi, labafundi, ukuthi hayi, yena uthi uhulumende has made sure ukuthi izikolo COVID-19 are safe and they are ready for teaching and in-person classes. But now, Muria Zimbabwe, we're joined by our third guest, second guest for tonight. Who's joining us, he is also a student himself, but he for focuses more on higher learning institutions is all our universities and ETC. Labo, they also face their fair share of challenges. Let's hear what he has to say. Numzana, Mr. Welcome to the program. Hello, Joseph.
Hi, here are you?
Welcome to the program, Joseph. Are you on the line?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Oh, perfect. Right, Muriel Zimbabwe, joining us is Mr. Joseph Nyamaro. He's a student himself. As I mentioned, he focuses more on higher learning institutions. They, too, have been affected by COVID-19. Now, Joseph, let's delve into it, man. Let's start off with how COVID-19 has affected students themselves, especially those in higher learning institutions. How has COVID-19 affected you, you guys?
Thank you very much. I think the COVID-19 has made such an effect on the learners, especially the learners in higher and secondary education. Because COVID-19 has forced the students in higher secondary education to sit back home and start to focus on the education. But they are now focusing in a country like Zimbabwe, which makes a lot of thanks to the internet connectivity, ICT gadgets, and many resources which are needed to prepare the distant learning. Mm-hmm. So the learners in the higher and special education have been affected a lot by the pandemic. But as we have seen that the country is trying to achieve a head immunity so that we can be back at school. But at the end of the day, it has posed a lot of stress and it has posed a lot of questions in the student fraternity because of the question of they feel or we feel that the higher and secondary education should have invested a lot of more money in dissemination of information because we know that the vaccines are safe, but the current of making sure that the student fraternity get vaccinated and go back to the normal is investing in information dissemination. So we see that they have been lacking in that part.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to talk a little more about the vaccines, and I'm glad that you touched on that. I'm seeing some institutions of higher learning, just like some companies, just like some government organizations, are insisting that if you have not taken the COVID-19 jab, you do not report to school, which means some of you guys are actually incapable, are not going to be able to write their exams merely because you have not taken the COVID-19 jab. What's your take on that?
Okay, my comment concerning that it's a worrisome situation because we have seen in almost every province the state universities or the institutions of learning, they are requiring a vaccination card for someone to sit for exam. And imagine the time that you take for the first and second jab to get a second jab. And you need to sit an exam in the next 2 weeks. So it means that you are already on the deferring mode. It means that they are already pushing the learners out of school. So it's a worrisome situation, and it has affected a lot of students. The students were already affected by the events happening in the country. And considering that, they are now being exposed to another pandemic or an emotional pandemic of not being allowed in the examination room or in the place of learning.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Nyamaro, let me ask you this. What would you then say to those that feel as though they stand by not just government, not just the schools, but these companies that are doing that because they feel as though the number one right beyond any right or any human right is the right to life? And so they feel as though that by ensuring that nobody in this space or nobody in this area has not taken the COVID-19 vaccine, they're actually prioritizing their safety and their lives. What would you then say to someone who has that mindset?
Hello, I didn't get you.
I'm saying, what would you then say to someone whose mindset is that all these institutions, all these organizations that are saying if you have not taken the COVID-19 vaccine, you cannot report to work or you cannot report to school. For those that stand by these individuals and say that they feel as though they are preserving their right to life, what would you say to the people who have that mindset?
Okay, there is something called the majoritarian rule, mm-hmm. whereby the majority rule, like it's rude. But at the end of the day, we have to look at things because we have a situation whereby the person A will be saying that if you coming to school or you coming to access the service closer to me, you are endangering me, you are putting my health at risk. You know, that's the first situation. But then there's the second situation, to say the one who thinks that by vaccination, you know, there's a lot of infringement of his right. You know, both of them in their own perspective, they are right. That's why I said the government and the education sector was supposed to invest money in making sure that they demystify the myths that exist in many people. Because student A will be right or will be okay to say you are infringing my right mm-hmm. by coming to school without a gap. But however, student B will be also right to say that I need to access the services because I have paid my money, mm-hmm. I have paid my money, and possibly I have managed to get the first gift. So it's now a question of the rule of law versus the rule of law, the government law, and versus what should have been done, what should have been done prior to this situation. Because people, they just don't wake up saying, we don't need this, we don't need this.
Mm-hmm.
It needs proper dissemination on information.
Mm-hmm. All right, Joseph, please hold on the line. Muriya Zimbabwe. Kuhlelo liyamuzwa osakhulayo isifundi uJoseph uyathi yena akathabanga njengomfundi ngenxa yokuthi kulezinye izikolo zangaphezulu ama-universities athi nxa ungakathathi leli Jackson elivikela i-COVID-19 kusho ukuthi hayi ithuba lokuthi ubhale phela imihloliso yakho hayi ngeke uyenelise ukubhala until usuhlatshiwe leli Jackson ukuthi hayi lokhu khanya ngani sekuphambanise impilo zabafundi abaningi elizweni. Joseph, stay on the line for one second and we're going to come back to you shortly. Muriya Zimbabwe, I want to head over to our sixth package that we're going to be running for today. Where I spoke to another student himself, Mr. Pijuet Namburo. He is the president of Zikosu. Last night I caught up with him and we spoke more about whether or not they as students or they as the Zimbabwe Congress of Students Union are embracing some of these notions that are coming from government. Let's hear what PGOS had to say.
Zimbabwe, like other African countries, is trying a first reopening of schools after closing in March due to COVID-19. But many teachers like Nyarazi Masiwa.
That was a slight report that we're going to play earlier later on by Columbus Mavunga. But whilst we try to pull up our PGOS package, the interview I had with him, let me bring back Joseph. Joseph, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still there.
All right. The package we're going to play was basically a student who, like I mentioned earlier on, is actually standing by some of these notions, and they feel as though it's very important that everybody embrace this COVID-19 vaccine. But now, let's move aside from that and focus more on how this is now affecting your lives. So, for example, if you're a student and you don't get to write your exams, what does this mean?
Come on, sorry. Yeah, I didn't hear the last part.
I'm saying I want to move past just the focus on the vaccine, but in circumstances whereby you guys as students do not get to sit your exam because you have not taken the COVID-19 vaccine, how does this affect your studies? Joseph, are you still on the line?
Well, my network is kind of tricking. I need to. What are you saying? You were saying about the students not taking the vaccine.
Right. I'm saying so. In circumstances whereby you cannot sit your exam because you have not taken the vaccine, how does this affect your studies?
Well, it has many bad, if not worse, the effect towards the learner. Because if I'm not able to access my exam for this semester, it means that one, the life is delayed, the time is delayed. It's a crisis on the part of the student, because when you are delayed because of any reason, whether it's good or bad, it means that there are certain ways men say time is money. It means that one, you have lost a valuable chunk of your time, you've lost a valuable time of your money, you've lost an opportunity to go forward, you've lost an opportunity then to enter into the economic world. Because you realize that most of the jobs, they need someone who has completed the examination. Mm-hmm. And the students, and some of the students are due for attachment, some of the students, they need to graduate. So these exams are very critical to their life, they are very critical to their world and the welfare of the community in which they came from. So mm-hmm. by not going into the exam room, it means that we have deferred the welfare of the people back home, we have deferred the welfare of the community, the nation, and the world as well.
Right. Are you still there? You seem to have cut off.
Hello?
Okay, please go ahead and continue. You seem to have cut off.
Sorry?
I'm saying before you completed your sentence, you seem to have cut off. Could you kindly continue?
The network is playing with me. I'm sorry.
Okay, let's try get you back. I'm going to ask my producer to hang up with you and then I'll try call you back. Hopefully the network will be better when we have you back. But Muriya Zimbabwe, whilst we try to get Joseph back, let's see if we can try pull that package up. As I mentioned, this was supposed to be the sixth package of our night tonight, whereby... Okay, it seems as though we're having a technological issue. Let's take a look at what Abantu are saying, Ekasin Letugu Facebook, whilst we try to get Joseph back. Now, Ekasin Letugu LVO in Develing Yabonuts Abantu Bakona. Now, in England, we have Zutu Unjani Mike, Nibuze Lapa Kanti, Tina Esibotswana, Esingelama Pepa, Aguaneleo, Siavunyelo, Ushacha, Ivaccine, Na, Yebo, Liavunyelo, Mnumzana, Hats, Oka Segilo, Uti, Bati, Ukulumendo, Aguanebotswana, just like every country across the whole globe, is saying ukuthi wonke umuntu ulalilungelo lokuhlatshwa kumele uyobhalisa kuphela. So isithupha sakho, i-passport or whatever identification document you have is what you would use ukubhalisela ukuyohlatshwa. Nanguthishana wona Ndebele uyathi yes, siyabonga thishana ngokungena kuhlelo. Richard Moyo uthi 14 to 17 years. Uphinde wabhala inombolo zocingo ukuthi simuthinte. Siyabonga mnumzana ngokungena kuhlelo. Asibona ukuthi abantu bathini kukhasi lethu LVOA Shona whilst we try to get Joseph up, and of course bring our other guest Usuko Luhle, who is an educator. She's also going to be giving her input on what's happening kwele Zimbabwe. Kukhasi lethu LVOA Shona kusa puma lapa Zulugandaba goto lima kotu kutu lani lila kukusi shayel ucingo. You can call us live on air +1 202-619-2077 is the number to call if you're looking to join us. Kukhasi lethu LVOA Shona ngiyabona ukuthi abantu ngiyezwa ngempela ukuthi imitshina yethu iyasebenza. I hear our technology is back up. So now before we head back to Joseph, when we get him back on the line, I want to head to a conversation that I had last night with another student, Mr. Pidgeot Nambura, who is the president of the Zimbabwe Congress of Students Union. Let's hear what Pidgeot had to say about the coronavirus situation and how it's affecting students.
Mkoma, isu takamirira Zimbabwe Congress of Students Union tichimiririra vana vari muzvikoro zvepamusoro. Tinoti chirwere cheCOVID-19, dambudziko redziwa mupengo, raunza matambudziko vakawanda chaizvo mukati nezvekudzidza umu. Taona hwaro hwekudzidza hwange huchikanganisika pakati pesapa, vana vachimbovhara vachivhura vombomiswa zvivodaro. Zvinova zvinhu zvakanganisa nzira yokufunda yatanga tagara tinayo. Hatichakwanisa kuwana mukana wokusangana nevaraidzi misi nenguva tichisangana tichiudzwa tichidzidzawo zvakanako mapractical zvanoitwawo akwanisa kunge achikanganisika zvekare uye zvikoro zvacho zvabva zvaitwa zvabva zvatadza kuva nesimba kana kuti mari chaiyo yekuti vange vachifanda maactivities zvaita kuti vana tizenge takudzidza online yatakuti online learning ende yatinoti susu zvazokanganisa the quality zvinokanganisa quality yema degrees taona vana vakawanda vange vachimiswa kunyora mabvunzo dzavo ende izvi zvinhu zvinokanganisa kuti vange vachifanira kupedza gore rino vakanganisika vange vachifanira kunge vakuendawo pachidanho chepamberiwo kuti vange vachiendera kunanavira kuti vange vachipedza dzidzo dzavo zvakanganisika
PJS, pane zvimwewo zvikoro zvepamusorosoro munyika zviri kukurudzira vadzidzi pamwe chete nevarayiridzi kuti vabayiwe nhomba yeCovid-19 vachivaudza kuti kana vasati vabayiwa nhomba iyi yeCovid-19 vasauye kuchikoro vadzidzi kune vamwe vasiri kuwana mukana wekuti vanyore bvunzo dzavo nekuti havasati vabayiwa nhomba iyi yeCovid-19 sevadzidzi muri kuzvionawo sei mashoko aya munomatambira sei
Isu savadzidzi chakakosha upenyu hwangu ini nehwaive murayiridzi wangu saka isu tinotora nyaya iyi iri nyayawo ichiri chidanho chekuti vanhu vange vachibayiwa kuti vange vachidzivirirwa kuchirwere chakaipa ichi sokuti chinotapukira kunyange anenge abayiwa neasina wacho saka chinhu chirwere hachisarudzi kuti uyu wabayiwa uyu hauna saka chakanaka kuzvidzivirira muchirungu ndeyavanoti prevention is better than cure saka kuzvidzivirira uku kwakanaka tinoti iri chidanho zvakanaka hazvinai kuipa asi tiri kuti uyu anenge atiwo haasi kuda kubayiwa tinoti ngaachiregera kuti akabayiwa wacho azenge achitapukirwa nechirwere cho achine utachiona hwechirwere chedzihwa mupengo ichi saka toti kuna avo vakabayiwa aiwa ngavasanganizwawo nekudzidza kwavo chikoro chienderere mberi sokuti vagona kuzvidzivirira asi avo vasinawo kubayiwa ndo vatiri kuti aiwa kahama dzadiwa chiendai munobayiwawo kuti mugone kuraramawo zvakanaka
tichipeta huru kuredu mukoma pidge west ndaanchikumbira kuti mutiudzowo maonero enyu nezvematanho ari kutorwa nehurumende mukubatsira vadzidzi panguva iyo denda recovid-19 roendera mberi richitekeshera munyika
ya zvakawanda zvaitwa nehurumende mukuzama kubatsira vana vari kuzvikoro gurukota guru resocial warfare vamavhima vakabudisawo zvikafu zvavakapa zvakaenda kunzvimbo dzakatsaukana dzenyika kubatsira vana vanoshayawo tichikurudzirawo vana zvina bhizinisi vanozviitira vane mabasa avo vana vari kuzvikoro kuvanhu vanotambirawo uye vanodawo rubatsiro tine vana vakarasikirwa nevabereki vakawanda zvikuru kuburikidza kudenda iri vamwe vacho havachakwanisa kunge vachiwana kana dziri mari dzekuenda kuchikoro vamwe vari kuwana mari dzekuchikoro but vari kuzoshayawo mari dzekuwana chokudya vari kuzvikoro saka tinokurudzirawo futi kuti vana muzvina bhizimusi vange vachipindirawo vachibatsira mhuri dzakatsaukana dziri munzvimbo dzakasiyana dzechikoro dzinzvimbo dzokufundira kuti vange vachibatsirika zvetinoda kutenda vaminista vamurwira vedu vakaparura chirongwa chemaloan scheme ari kubatsira kuna ava vasati vatanga kuwana mari dzi aiwa mari dziriko vanoenda kumabhanga ecbz kuti vange vachinowana mari iyi nekuti yakaiswa nehurumende kunyange veministry of health tinoda kuvatenda sekuti taona muzvikoro zvakatitsaukane zvenyika vana vari kubayiwa vakaisa macenders emavaccination centers kuti vana vange vachikwanisa kunge vachiwana kubatsirika
Well, Muriya Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from PJS Namburo, who is the president of ZKOSU. Ube kuluma pela umbono wake yena njengo mfundi. As we wrap up, Zulugandaba, so we say, just under 7 minutes, let's see if we still have Joseph on the line so we can wrap up our program. Joseph, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, now we can hear you clearly. So let's wrap up our conversation here in a couple of minutes. Has government done anything to assist you guys as students? We hear PGS saying they thank Mr. Murwira himself who has gone out of his way to help you guys. Have you guys seen anything?
Well, I think they have seen something, but the bulk of the students, they haven't seen something. Maybe it's yet to come. Maybe it's yet to come, but when it comes, we embrace it with KM. But if for now, the normal students, from a normal setting, basically, haven't seen it. Maybe it's the privilege for the students.
And what kind of assistance would you guys like as students? Because that's one thing. We need to understand what kind of aid you would need.
Okay. Concerning this, I think the most thing that I've been searching all along was the investment in information dissemination. Because as people who are from the higher education, it shouldn't be hard for people to get able to do the same. But it seems that something is lacking, so they should invest in mass education of the people in tertiary institutions. One. Mm-hmm. The second thing is that I think because of the COVID-19, because of the reason that people have been forced to retreat to home, people have been forced to be learning at home. So we need, I think, and the bundles and the data connectivity is something that is sketchy. So for the cost of education to remain at what it was before we were gone, I think they need to invest in or to subsidize the data bundles one to provide the ICT materials, because we find in the higher education there are people without the gadgets which enable them to have access to online learning. So we need something in online learning, but data bundles. We also need a reduction in things because the COVID-19 effects have affected a lot of people, have affected a lot of parents, have affected a lot of students looking for their life, looking for their food. So we need a decrease in something in our fees. It means that we removing a bottlenecking system that is currently in the higher education.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Joseph. Do you have any last sentiments that you'd like to echo before we move over?
Okay, I think I'll just say my last word. My last word has to go with the youth, the young adults, and the young alike. I would like to say the perspective of the command vaccination, which is being preached everywhere, we need to be vaccinated for us to be safe in the land of the living. Yeah, everyone should get a jab. It's safer that way, and we don't need someone to have a shamble with us. But at the end of the day, my also point of view is that we as the lobby, the police change. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Nyamaro, for taking time out to be with us. We really appreciate your input there. But
no, thank you.
Muriya Zimbabwe, you are hearing there from Joseph Nyamaro. He's a student in one of the higher institution learnings. I hear we have a caller. Let me quickly take our caller. Singarakribu Luselo. Caller, Mtereri, welcome to the program. I'm Faru Narendian. Caller, hello. Okay, it seems as though our caller is not on the line, Muriya Zimbabwe. So let's wrap up Namhlanje uhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo. If you're tuning in right now, Muriya Zimbabwe, you're tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hobe. Lingakhohle Zulu Kandaba. You can always send us a message via WhatsApp, +12024650318 is the number to text via WhatsApp. Lingakhohle ukufitizela lapho ubhala ukuthi like ukuze sibone ukuthi ngempela sisonke uhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo. And you can also write your comments in the comment section. Makathira chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki Muriya Zimbabwe, chirongwa Deep Connection. Mwineni, Mike Hobe. All right, Emory of Zimbabwe, shout out to Mr. Tirarira Ja signal there with the COVID-19 promo. Kezai maoko, kezai maoko. Gwane no walamsa, mtokazo mwuse Zimbabwe, mwuse Emory of Zimbabwe. Let's meet at same time, same place. Lapa gutle lolotu, lapa sakulayo. For those that are looking to catch up with me, nkona gu Twitter. Aganye ilagu Instagram at a big mic 3. Anukone kainem faro, ndinu wenyu mic owe. Emory of Zimbabwe, mtokazo mwuse. Bye-bye.